From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Croatia sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus Friday after saying it can no longer register or accommodate the new arrivals. Migrants were turned boarded by Hungary onto other trains and buses, and police say they were headed to registration points near the border with Austria. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has been out among the refugees.
People are out on the road. They're sleeping out in the fields. Sometimes they get tents. A lot of times they don't. Even when people are trying to help them, there's not enough to go around. We were at this in this border village called Bezdan in Serbia, where the Serbian Red Cross had food and water, but they were only giving it to women and children and people under 18 because they didn't have it for everybody. So the men had to do without food. So the situation and the condition these people are going through, very dire.
And a spokesman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said Friday that the European Union needs to take collective action in the face of migrant and refugee crisis. United States and Russia talking to each other about Syria to ensure their forces in the unstable conflict zone avoid accidentally engaging each other. Talks happened just hours after news of Russia's military buildup in Syria appeared to be entering a new phase with the arrival of fighter aircraft. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they have freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup. The African Union suspended Burkina Faso on Friday because of the coup, which sparked protests in the streets of the capital. And there has been a number of deaths as a result of the violence. This is VOA News.